Thank you, Kyle. This is the old man. I'm Jeff Spicer. I work with Pastor Sean. Pastor Sean is taking Father's Day off. Well deserved. He worked so very hard and so very long. So you get the old man today. talking about these children, Melissa and I were house parents for to 9 teenage girls early in our life. That's when we started praying that we'd have boys. there's just a lot to learn in this life. The other week, Melissa and I celebrated 48 years together. And, I still am amazed at how little I know about this woman that I married. I found a thing on the internet that kind of caught my eye about some of the differences that we tend to have, men and women. Here are just some things that they listed. One is arguments. A woman has the last word in any argument. Anything a man says after that is the beginning of a new argument. Bathrooms. A man has 6 items in his bathroom: a toothbrush, toothpaste, razor, shampoo, soap, a towel. The average number of items in a typical woman's bathroom is 337. A man couldn't name more than 20 of them. Offspring. A woman knows all about her children. She shows up for dentist appointments, and she knows about the romances, best friends, favorite books, secret fears, hopes, and dreams. And man is vaguely aware of some short people that live around the house. The thought for the day: a man should forget his mistakes. There's no use in 2 people remembering the same thing. I still love you, baby, okay? We're in Summer in the Psalms, and Psalms 90:12 is a prayer for Moses. And verse 12 really captures the heart of what Moses would hope that you and I would get this morning. It simply says, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." I don't know any of us that wouldn't want to come to a place in our life where we would want to know more than we know. To have a heart of wisdom, I think, is a great prayer to pray. To come to the reality that you and I are not granted tomorrow. We are just privileged to live one day at a time. We don't know when our days are numbered or up. We just know that it's a guarantee they will be. And Moses wanted us to know that if we could somehow capture that thought in our hearts and minds, that we might get a little bit of wisdom, that we might gain a greater understanding into each other and to God. A heart of wisdom has an eye on eternity. So there's just 2 simple things I want to try to share this morning. The first one is this. To gain a heart of wisdom, we need to live with a sense of priority. You know, that's so much easier said than done. We tend to think there's so many things that are so important and so many things that we will push in front of the other, saying that they are so important, only to realize later how little value they had. There was a man named George Pop Hayes. He lived in Ohio. He had gotten word that his illness was bad and that he didn't have long to live. Well, George was a devout Christian, and he made a commitment that he wanted to make God a priority in his life. So George and his wife, they moved from Ohio to Alabama. They bought a little piece of property on the Perdido Bay, and they built a camp for young people. They called it Camp Glory. a camp dedicated to the glory of God. They built four little cabins there, and they called them Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Pop dedicated the rest of his life as a priority to get young people to discover Christ. He lived far longer than anyone thought he would, long enough to see hundreds of young people give their life to Christ. I was one of them. And I was, I've always been impressed when I see someone who makes God a priority. In this world in which we're always in a rush, we're always trying to get so much done, we find that it's hard for us to be still, as Scripture says, and know that I am God. In fact, it seems like the speed that we occupy in our life is an enemy. It's an enemy to being intimate with God, to being intimate with one another. If you had a choice this morning to jettison out of your life some of the things that you think are so important only because you know that you have a short time left, what would you jettison? Would you have the courage to be ruthless and eliminate some of those things that you think you just have to do? I struggled with that. I wonder if I would really have the courage to set aside some things that I have designated in my life of being so important, only to realize that if I didn't have the time, if I didn't have the days left, would they really be that important? How many of us have had that experience where we kind of sat down one day and our life kind of goes through a series of memories? And we think about the good things and the wonderful things, but somehow it comes to that place, that moment where we think, boy, I wish I would have taken more time to, you fill in the blank. More things? No. Maybe more people. More time with the people that you love. It's hard for us sometimes to realize that our whole life is spent in such a whirl of activity. In fact, we wear busyness as a badge of honor. But it's really a robber of so much. It robs our health, our souls, our relationships, our priorities. I'd like to think that if I knew that I had just a few more days, that I wouldn't speed up to try to get more done, that I would somehow choose to slow down. To slow down to enjoy, to savor, to linger, to relish. But you know, a lot of that for many of us is a difficult thing to do. To make life priorities seems like it's a matter of choices. And slowing down causes us to really think about some things, sometimes things that we don't want to think about. And we need to think about the people that are important in our life. Jesus was such a great example of that. He spent so much time with the Father. He had this laser vision that could see a tax collector in a tree. He could see a blind man on the side of the road. He could see a diseased woman that reaches out to try to heal. And he paid attention to children. Children that others tried to keep quiet and thought were a nuisance. But think about in your life. All the people that we pass by daily. People that are wanting attention. People that are longing for just some sort of recognition. But in our hurriedness, in our busyness, in the things that we think are important, we pass them by. And here's the hard part. The saddest part about our hurriedness and our busyness is that the people that we pass by often are those that we love most. We can pass by and only our conversations don't go much deeper than what's for supper. Or did you pick up the cleaning? Or did you get the car fixed? Or did you take out the trash? Sometimes our whole world just gets in that flurry that we miss the obvious. And when Moses says to gain a heart of wisdom, it's to realize that there are priorities in our life. There are things that matter more than others. And they're not things. They're people. Maybe if I could share anything this morning, if I could speak to anyone about anything, I would say, take this week and choose a priority about people in your life. Don't miss a chance to stop and to speak to that person that you love most. Don't miss the chance to tell your son or your daughter how much you love them. Don't miss the chance to tell your parents or your spouse what's really in your heart. When we number our days, when we see the reality that truly we don't have forever, then we can choose priorities. The question for you and for me is, will we? I'd love to think that we would. I would love to think that would be the choice that we make. But the truth is, maybe we don't have the courage to do that. Maybe we think we have just some more days. You know that whole idea of someday? You know, someday I'm going to do. You just fill in the blank. If you can't fill in the blank, just ask your spouse to fill it in for you. They'll tell you. Someday, we live with that in our hearts and minds, believing that we have that someday. But Moses is trying to tell us, if you number your days, if you realize that they are, that there is a priority, that there is more than a priority, that there is the need to live with the sense of eternity. And that's the second thing I want to say. To live with a sense that we know that there is more than just this life. That though we aren't promised someday, we are promised life eternal. I wonder, wouldn't it be something if you and I made a commitment that this week we would have a no-regret week? That we would spend this week knowing that we made everything that was truly a priority. That we would make people in our life the kind of priority that they need to be. That we wouldn't pass by those moments, those opportunities that we need to take. And we could gather back here next Sunday and look each other in the eye and say, boy, no regrets. Boy, that's so easy to say, isn't it? But I know in my heart how difficult that would be to live. Because I still linger with that thought, you know, someday. I can't always get my mind around the concept, the belief that my days are numbered. Your days are numbered. It's not a suggestion. It's a promise. It's a guarantee. But we don't want to go there. We just choose to not believe that there's more. And living with the sense of eternity gives us a belief beyond just this moment. I like the way Winston Churchill did his funeral in this grand cathedral. He had two trumpeters. He had one on one side play taps. And at the end of playing taps, the other one on the other side played reveille. It was that reminder that from going from this life to the next, to have a sense of living for eternity. Paul says it in a way that maybe we need to hear. In 2 Corinthians 4:18, he says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Bill Hybels wrote a book entitled Just Across the Room. And in that book, he talked about going through his house and taking a little sticky pad and writing the word temporary on it. And he stuck it on all the things in his house. And he said it just changed the way he felt. It changed the way he thought. It changed the way he acted moment by moment. I wonder what would happen if we did that. If you this afternoon, you might need a bunch of sticky pads. I don't know. But you start writing temporary and sticking them on things. Temporary. Would it change the way we think? Would it change the way we act? The Bible is clear. It's absolutely clear that we need to be prepared for eternity. We must be born again. We must personally receive the gift of salvation from Jesus. And that is a choice that Pastor Sean every Sunday gives this congregation. Every Sunday he gives it in such a passionate way. Sometimes I just want to stand up and holler and say, listen, respond. Because I know that there's probably some of us here that will walk away and not really take that to heart. The invitation to receive Christ. The invitation to know that life is eternal. First Corinthians 2:9 says it like this. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. This morning, I know it's Father's Day. A lot of you want to get home to that Father's Day lunch. So I made it short. Two simple points. Hear the words of Moses. Gain a heart of wisdom. Live with a sense of priority. Live with a sense of eternity. And know in doing that you will gain wisdom and truly enjoy the life that you have right now. May we pray together. Father, we thank you that you remind us often of how you love us. You remind us that this life is but temporary, that we are pilgrims merely passing through, that you have in store for us something far greater than we could possibly imagine. So, Lord, help us to live in wisdom. Help us to gain the wisdom of living with priorities, to living with an eye on eternity. Help us not to get those things confused this morning. For we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.